All right, so good. Welcome all to the FPS subcommittee meeting. Before we get started, I'm just going to have Cottrell take roll call for us. Cottrell?
Good morning, everyone. Judge Kirkland?
I'm here.
Judge Gabe?
Here.
Judge Marginis?
Here.
Ms. Bartleson? Ms. Bartleson? Mr. Finke?
I'm here.
Mr. Rule? Mr. Rule? Mr. Planet? Mr. Landry?
Here.
Mr. Taylor?
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki?
Good morning, I'm here.
Good morning, thank you.
So is that a quorum, Cottrell?
It is.
All right, and I heard beeps as we were taking roll. Has any other member who did not previously answer here come into the meeting? Kim Bartleson, Chris Rule, or Mike Planet?
Judge Conklin, we don't expect Mr. Planet on the line. He sent an email this morning informing us of such.
Okay. But we do have a quorum, so we can proceed with business. Thank you all so much for your continued participation in this. You all have the materials. For those of you that are listening in, especially those courts who have a submission before us today, as we get to your submission, we will give you the opportunity to supplement your presentation. But in all candor, this group has all the materials that you've submitted. Those have been reviewed. And if you are comfortable with the submission that you have presented to us, there's really no need for further presentation unless committee members have questions for you. I do note, I want to clarify a few things beyond what we've received. Cottrell, there's no public comment. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. And before we get to the individual applications, there are the draft minutes that you have at page 3 from the August 3rd meeting. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
Gabe moves.
I'll accept Gabe's first, and I'll turn Judge Marginis. If you don't mind, I'll show you as a second.
Very well.
Moved and seconded that the minutes be approved. Any opposition to that motion? Hearing none, the August 3rd minutes are approved. And so now, as we do in each meeting, and my thanks again to the members for the time they're taking and took to prepare for this meeting, we're just going to move through each of these applications. We'll pause at each application if there are any questions. We're going to start with attachment B, the application for Alameda. Mr. Finke, who is a committee member, is asking to abstain from this discussion, appropriately so. So is there any questions of Alameda concerning the $483,830 request for what's described as tenant improvement projects? Hearing no questions, is there a motion to approve the Alameda request?
Yamasaki moves.
Bartleson seconds.
And Ms. Bartleson has joined us. Kim, great to have you with us. Thank you. Moved and seconded that Alameda's request be approved. Any opposition to that motion? Hearing no opposition. I think he has a thing.
Yeah,
so with Mr. Finke abstaining, but Ms. Bartleson now in the meeting, we still have a quorum for the purposes of this motion. And hearing no objections, I'll deem Alameda's request unanimously approved by the members present. Next is a $243,833 request from Calaveras. Do we have anybody from Calaveras joining us? All right, and apparently not, and that's absolutely appropriate. As noted, the committee reviews these applications. So considering Calaveras is not joining us, is there any discussion of the Calaveras request by any committee member? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve Calaveras' request of the amount noted?
Bartleson moves.
Thank you, seconds.
Moved and seconded that Calaveras' request be approved. Any further discussion? Hearing none, any objection to the Calaveras request? Hearing none, as the chair, I'll deem the Calaveras request unanimously approved. They'll be notified. Next is the Solano request. This is at page 43 of your material, folks, which you know. It's the amount of $358,767, as noted, to replace audio-visual systems. Do we have anybody from Solano joining us?
This is Brian. I'm here, and I'll abstain from the vote.
Okay, so Brian is present for Solano abstaining, but also, thankfully, present for questions if there are any. Any questions of Mr. Taylor as a representative of Solano concerning their request? Hearing none, any further discussion on Solano's request? Is there a motion to approve Solano's request in the amount noted? So I heard Bartleson move. Mr. Finke, if you have no objection, I'll deem yours a second to Ms. Bartleson's motion. It's been moved. Thank you. Moved and seconded that Solano's request be approved. Any further, any objection to that request or further discussion? Thank you. Hearing none, the Solano request is unanimously approved, and they'll be notified both by Cottrell and by Brian, who's now joining us back again as a voting member for the next submission. So moving now to Sutter's request of, pardon me, I have to turn the page, Sutter's request of $500,101, as noted, for technological enhancements and facility modifications. Anybody from Sutter, a representative from the court on the line for purpose of this meeting?
Good morning. This is Joe Azevedo, Sutter CFO.
Morning, Joe. Thanks so much for joining us. And if you've just joined, I previously commented, please don't mistake our brevity for lack of attention to detail. We're just very used to dealing with these requests. We have your application. It was thorough. We appreciate that. So before asking for a motion on Sutter, any questions of Mr. Azevedo concerning the Sutter request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve Sutter's request in the amount noted? Who was that?
Bartleson moves.
Bartleson
Gabe
moved.
Gabe seconds.
Bartleson moved, Gabe seconded. Any further discussion on Sutter's request in the amount noted? Any objection to Sutter's request in the amount noted? Hearing none, I'll deem Sutter's request as well unanimously approved. Mr. Acevedo, thanks so much for joining us. Obviously, the lack of questions exemplifies the thoroughness of your application. We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judge, and thank you to the members.
Moving next to Del Norte's, and this is our last new request, of $300,000 for court improvement projects. Is there anybody from Del Norte present on the call? Hearing none, any discussion among committee members on the Del Norte request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve that request in the amount noted?
Marginis.
Landry makes a motion.
So I heard Judge Marginis. I'll take him as the motion, and Mr. Landry, I'll take yours as a second if there's no objection. Any further discussion on the request? Hearing none.
Judge Conklin, it's Cottrell. I just wanted to interject. We still have Shasta as well. That was skipped over prior to Del Norte.
I'm sorry. I'm moving too quickly. I apologize if Shasta's on. So we'll take Del Norte since we're through that. Any objection to the Del Norte request? Hearing none, the Del Norte request is approved. And Cottrell, thanks so much for writing herd on me. I'm sorry I got ahead of us. So let's go back now to the Shasta request of $471,670 for court improvement projects. Is there anybody present on the call from Shasta about this request?
Yes, Judge. This is Melissa Fowler Bradley, the court executive officer.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. We're considering your request. We thank you for your application. Any questions of Shasta concerning their request in the amount noted? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Bartleson moves.
I'll invite a second.
Yamasaki seconds.
Moved and seconded concerning Shasta's request. Any further discussion on Shasta's request? Hearing none, any objection to the Shasta request? Hearing none, and then as chair, I'll deem as each other new request. The request is unanimously approved. Shasta, thank you so much. We're not trying to be disrespectful by not asking you questions, but your application answered everything for us. We do appreciate your efficiency. Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
You bet. So, folks, now we're going to move to two amended requests. You're all familiar with what an amended request is. It relates to the earlier request and a change in the amount for the reasons noted. The first amended request is from CALUSA, and that's concerning the project completion from 2021, now going to 21-22, in the amount of $642,352. Is there anybody from CALUSA on the line? All right. Any discussion among the group about CALUSA's request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the CALUSA amended request in the amount noted? All right, I'll make the motion. Is there a second?
Arnoldson seconds.
Moved and seconded that CALUSA's amended request in the amount noted be approved. Any objection? Hearing none, I'll deem CALUSA's amended request unanimously approved. They'll be notified. And Cottrell, if I'm right, we've got one more amended request, and that is Mendocino.
Yes, that is correct.
Right. So this is expending, as noted, the remaining $252,435 from the balance of $777,000 from 1920 to 2021 for a case management system. Is Mendocino on the line? Doesn't appear to be. Any discussion among the group concerning Mendocino's amended request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve Mendocino's amended request in the amount noted?
Bartleson moves.
Gabe seconds.
All right. I'll accept Bartleson's motion and Gabe's second. Any further discussion? Any objection to Mendocino's amended request? Hearing none, I'll deem it unanimously approved. Thanks so much, folks. We do have one more item on our agenda. That's item number two. It's similar to previous requests we've considered, and this relates to children's waiting rooms. Ms. Tuck, are you with us? Oksana?
Yes, I am. Yes,
okay,
I
don't mean to be disrespectful, but we've considered these in the past, so rather than impose on you to present this, we're all aware of children's waiting rooms funds, how they are essentially preserved for the purpose of operating a child's waiting room. A children's waiting room, that the court can only use those dollars for those purposes. If they don't use those dollars, they have the option of either simply returning them or, as LA is doing here, asking that they continue to receive those funds so when they do reopen their children's waiting room after the COVID pandemic, they can be up and running immediately. Is that essentially an accurate summary, Oksana?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. Is LA on the line today?
Yes, good morning, Your Honor. This is Jeremy Cortez. I'm the Chief Deputy of Finance Administration. I also have our Deputy Director over Family Law Services with us, Ms. Ann Ruth Gonzalez.
Great. Thank you so much to the two of you for appearing today telephonically. Sure. Does anybody have any questions of Los Angeles concerning their Children's Waiting Room Fund request in the amount noted? Hearing none, is there any further discussion on this request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the request from LA?
Yes, Judge. Yamasaki will either move or second.
All right. I heard Bartleson's voice first, so I'll give her credit for moving and Mr. Yamasaki credit for seconding the motion. Any further discussion? And is there a motion to approve the Children's Waiting Room Fund request from LA County?
You have a motion, right?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You're right. I apologize. Sorry, folks. I'm transitioning to my jury trial. Is there any? Sorry, I apologize. Is there any objection to the motion that has been made and approved? Hearing none, it'll be unanimously approved. And my thanks to everybody for their patience and understanding of my lack of organization for that. I think.
We'll give you a pass.
Yeah, thanks. Cottrell, I believe that takes care of everything on our agenda for today.
Yep, that's correct.
All right. And I want to thank Cottrell. He does all the work along with other members, including Oksana, behind the scenes to get us all prepared for these meetings, especially in these busy and more than hectic times. Thanks so much to all the members for preparing for today's meeting. Your preparation is exemplified in the brevity of this meeting. And again, if anybody's listening from the outside, I would ask that you do not presume that these are pro forma approvals. They're not. The committee considers these carefully, but the materials usually are so efficient that they allow us to proceed as we did today. With that, any other discussion for the good of the order? Hearing none, thank you all to you. I wish you well, and I will deem the meeting adjourned. Thanks all so much. Be healthy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting